Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. My name is Alexia Georgiou. We will be talking about resilience, how to build it, and how that leads to happiness. These are small, incremental, winning-forming habits. Like, share, subscribe. Be the best, create the best, choose the best. Happy people habits. This is Alexia Georgiou. You find me at theresilientpathway.com. Email me, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. Resilience is the ability to recover from setbacks and adapt to challenging circumstances. It's a tool, it's a skill for us to thrive and flourish. We, every day, as we practice skills slowly, we will feel effective and capable. So it's in small steps, a lot of repetition. This week, I'm at the American Association of Christian Counseling Conference. It's a worldwide conference. It's being held in Nashville, Tennessee. And I had the privilege of hearing two medical doctors speak today. And they both talked about neuroscience, neuroplasticity, meaning that the brain can rewire. And there's a lot of science to back it. And something that I have heard as a theme just in my first day is that the brain can rewire. There is hope. And the way to do it, small incremental steps. Doing things over and over, things that don't take a lot of time, don't take a lot of effort, but being very consistent with it. So let's say there's a memory and we've interrupted that memory because we don't want it to be at the forefront of our lives, leading our lives, because maybe it's related to something that has caused us harm in the past. So what they said is stop it right there. And every single time it comes to your brain, stop it. That will build resilience. That builds a muscle that we can tell our mind what to think about. We can tell our mind to be peaceful and quiet in the moment. So if you've ever dealt with a theme going over and over in your mind, leading to some emotions, I know that everything we talk about in this podcast, all of us are vulnerable to, because this is being human. And sometimes we're at a stronger place, sometimes we're at a weaker place. One of the medical doctors today, he showed the highs and lows. And on a trajectory, how there's always going to be highs and lows. And when we track them, it's important to look at what was happening when we had that low, just to understand our process. Then what was happening when we had that high? And to be okay with that flow. So resilience. Something that we need to think about just as we start is creating margins. So when we learn in school on how to write a paper, we are taught to create margins intentionally. That means we leave a portion of the page blank. This gives space to focus and to write the header, the footer, page numbers. Translate that to our lives. Leaving a margin for self-care for meditation, for prayer, for exercise, for these mental habits. We call it mental toughness, building mental toughness, leaving a margin for time to build that every day, throughout our day. This gives us space to focus on ourselves. We are the number one in our own lives. If we don't take care of ourselves, then we will not be able to proceed with our goals. We will not be able to proceed with taking care of others. I have a cousin, and he's in another country. All of my extended family is in the country of Cyprus. And I was there about 10 years ago, and we were having coffee. And so I was telling him, yes, we're taught when we fly on a plane that the oxygen mask goes on the caretaker, and then you put the oxygen mask on the child. My cousin, grown adult, very successful with his family and his business, he was having none of that. He argued with me. And the mentality in Cyprus, they just haven't been given that information. And so he said, no, no way, you take care of your child first. That's what a good parent does. Now, I remember, I've lived long enough, I remember when we were first informed that that's what you should do on an airplane. It was a very new thought to us. And it was a while back. And so that's how it is with our mind. We have to introduce these thoughts. A lot of times it's foreign and new. We don't fully comprehend it. We have to look at the science behind it to have the buy-in, and then just practice it. So I was never able to convince him that you should take care of yourself first, because what happens if you pass out? And he was thinking, well, what happens if your child dies and if they pass out? So, you know, I'm convinced that if something were to happen and I had a loved one next to me, that I would put the mask on first so I could be capable taking care of myself so I could take care of other people. Also, when we make room for something new, it's important to think about the past. Let go of things that we've processed, we've understood, we can't do anything to change them, and just say, you know, that's not going to define me. That's not going to set the pace for my life. I'm in charge, and I'm going to let go of everything that I can't control about that situation. Recently, I took an Uber. And the Uber driver was sharing with me, he also does some landscaping, and he showed up at a house to do the landscaping, and there was a widow, and she said to him, you know who I am. Her husband had been someone well known in our community, and he's died. And she said, please don't hold against me what my husband did. Now, out of respect, I'm not going to tell you who that is because I wouldn't want my name on a podcast, especially if I had passed away. But he did tell me as the Uber driver who this was, and he was just saddened that the way she introduced herself, that she was still holding on and felt shame. We're going to be talking some about shame throughout the podcast. There's a difference between shame and guilt, okay? Because she had internalized that shame. She was ashamed and she couldn't let it go. There's nothing she can do about what her husband did. What her husband did was highly publicized in the news. And we all know how that can just go on and be very embarrassing. And there's really nothing she can do to go back and change any of that. She has a life to live and recreate on her own, and let it go is what really is the next step for her. So what I said is, oh, she needs a life coach. She needs someone to help her understand what that shame is doing and to help her let that go, because she cannot control the past. She can't change it. And so I gave him my card. And so just think about our own lives. If there's something coming to our mind that's causing us to feel embarrassed, that's causing us to feel shameful, the difference between shame and guilt. Guilt will move me towards the person to make amends, to say, hey, I apologize. I'm going to make some changes. Guilt means I did something wrong and I'm recognizing it, and it draws me to the person to make the amends. Shame causes me to hide and not want to be close, and not wanting to look at people or face them or be with people. And that is very crippling to us. It causes a lot of anxiety. So there's the difference there. We definitely want to clear our mind, give ourselves permission to let things go so we can have a mindset of growth. You know, when I was listening to the medical doctors talk about neuroplasticity, that the brain can change, one of the doctors, he's Dr. Amen, and he was showing scans of the brain before and after. So before, when they first came in, and he had talked about different reasons why there was some damage to the brain. And then we looked at after, and what did they do to get that after? Part of it is our mental thought processes. Now, as a medical doctor, he also subscribed some common things that we know that I can share. I don't have to be a doctor and to share these things, and we all know. Eating healthy. So colorful fruits and vegetables. Protein. Balancing it out with the carbs. Getting vitamins. Making sure that we get plenty of water. The research, according to him, showed 7 hours of sleep a night at least. If it was 6 hours of sleep, there was a sharp difference in the ability to retain information and to perform duties. So at least 7 hours of sleep, drinking water, exercising, we would be different in our brains within 3 months if we consistently really worked on that. Another exercise is just gratitude. You know, Sean Aker has talked about studies in 23 days. If we spend just a little amount of time every day, what are we grateful for? 3 different things every day. And if you start doing that, it's really helped me to see there's so much in life to say thank you for. Because if you're like me, the first thing you think of are the big things. So you start saying, my family, my house, my job, that I can travel, my car. Okay, great. What about when I wake up and my mind is peaceful? You know, there's a lot of anguish in this world. There's depression. There's anxiety. So being able to wake up and to feel rested, even physically, thank you. I just have a lot of gratitude for that. Thank you for the breath that I'm taking, that I have a life to live today. Really starting to break it down. That increases our awareness of what we have. It makes room. And the more we do this, we're training our brain, because we're going to have that dip. We're going to not have such a not good day. And when that happens, we've already practiced the exercise of saying, okay, I am grateful. And let me just acknowledge the good that is going on as well. Acknowledge what's not going as well and explore it a little bit. What happened? Was I sleeping at least 7 hours? was I eating? You know, did I eat all day? Did I have enough protein and carbs and veggies and water? Or did I neglect my self-care? Could have that contributed? Now, these doctors are saying, of course it did. Did I practice my mental toughness exercises? Did I exercise? Because that's just going to increase the chemicals in our body and reduce the stress physiologically. And so don't beat ourselves up about it. And just look at what was going on and acknowledge it. Also say what went well and balance it out. And it's not just that, oh, you know, I made an A on the test, or I got a promotion, I got a really good raise. You know, ask yourself, ask that friend or loved one or coworker, what was going on that helped you make that accomplishment? We're not used to hearing that. We're not used to acknowledging that within ourselves. There's something that we're doing that leads to those moments. And if we can identify the steps that we took, we're just going to feel so encouraged on the inside. And it's going to be a positive memory that we can go back to and say, remember the time. And this is what led to that moment. I'm going to take those steps today to meet my next goal. And maybe it's going to be a lot of steps to take, and that's okay, because we have those memories of what did it take to make the accomplishment. So definitely resilience is like we're building muscles. If you've ever gone to the gym and picked up some weights, you can't really start on a really heavy weight. We would injure ourselves if we did that. So we have to start really low with repetitions. What do they tell us at the gym is repetitions at a small weight. And then as we build muscle, we can pick up heavier weights with the same repetition. And then even heavier weights with the same repetition. The reps are what makes it happen. So again, with our mental toughness, resilience, skills building exercises, it's going to reduce anxiety. It's going to increase happiness levels. It's going to give us peace. And so the first step that we're going to take is identify today, just give it a thought, where can I make space? What's been cluttering my mind? What is that one thing that I can let go of and that will help me to focus on what's important to me? So that makes me think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that's where positive psychology came from. So if we think of that triangle, and I know that most of us have learned about that in school. I remember learning about that in grade school. And so the first level is where we're all at, just naturally. And the more technology that we get, the busier we are. It hasn't helped give us more time. And so that's where we're meeting our needs. We're taking care of responsibilities. It's a good thing. It's foundational. Because how am I going to focus on anything if I don't have food to eat or electricity in my house or even a house or an apartment or somewhere safe to live and feeling safe emotionally, feeling safe physically, very important. And what happens is we're struggling with finances and we're stressed. Maybe it's yard work that we're just not happy about doing. And all of that, we can decide, okay, what is it that I can control? What can I do about that? And what I can't control, I'm going to let go. Okay, so an example is the stock market. If I have money in the stock market and it's not such a good day, there's in life with everything, there's going to be ups and downs. So there's little ups and downs that happen. And then every 10 years, there's a big up and down that happens. And it's just important for our mindset to anticipate it and to have a plan and not to let it shake us. And so there's that mindset to prepare us with the ups and downs and knowing, okay, I can't control immediately what happened with the stock market today. I control my decisions. I control talking to my financial planner and saying, you know, what should I do? Should I stay with my investments? Should I make changes? And then I can make a decision. The same with yard work. It's really not my favorite thing to do. So how am I going to frame that in my mind for myself? Am I going to listen to some music? Because music personally really helps my mood. So if I'm sitting there with some earphones and I'm mowing my lawn, then I'm making it a more pleasant experience for myself. And the hotter it is, just the worse the experience it is for me. And so choosing the time of day that I go out and mow my lawn, that's within my control, even though I have to mow my lawn. Or I can pay someone. Those are all my choices. So, okay, here we are in survival mode. A lot of us, even with health issues, crises in our family, things happen. That reminds me of, we had a recent death in our family, and it's really important when that happens to stop and experience the emotion and go through the process of grief. And I had something planned that I was going to go to. And so it was like a 2-hour luncheon. And I decided that's okay. I can still go to that. I'm not showing disrespect to my loved one. I can still have normal functions throughout the day. As long as I'm not avoiding the situation, and definitely I'm not going to feel any shame because of or feel guilty, and I'm not going to let anyone else put that on me. That's my own process if I feel okay still going to the luncheon. And so that's what I did. And so that helped me just get a little more connection with people and not isolate so much. So it turned out to be a really good thing. And that's the next level when you're looking at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, is when we have all of our needs met, we feel safe, we have food and shelter, and then we go to the relational stage. Connection is found to be very important in our happiness. And so finding those relationships, making time for our relationships is very key to building resilience. We cannot function alone in this world. We need one another. And some of us do need more solitude to get our energy. Some of us like to be with people more to get our energy, and that's fine. Personally, I like my time in the hammock, and that's a good thing for me. It helps me recharge. It's always to get back in the mix, to get back to my work, to my projects, to the book that I'm writing, to networking, to time with friends and family, to my travels. It's also I can be the best that I'm gonna be. And it's going to push me through those relationships as another foundation to the tip of that pyramid, which is self-actualization. Now, a lot of us want to say, ooh, I'm self-actualizing. And I'm just going to challenge that because I can tell you most of my life, I haven't self-actualized. I focused on the basics of my life and what I needed to do. I wasn't really risking a lot, following my dream, looking at, you know, what's most important to me. And so now I find myself, the closer I get to 50, I'm thinking about how finite life is and have I made an impact? And what does it mean for me to make an impact for me? What is going to be so satisfying to look back and say, I am so happy I did that? And so I've really stepped out and taken some risks in my life. And the risks are a lot of what ifs, thoughts that come through my head, having to manage comments people make, people have opinions, and saying, regardless, I'm going to step out, follow my heart, do it with all my being, give it all I have, and not give up. And choose the voices that I hear. So control the thoughts, you know, stop them when they come to my mind consistently. And when I'm around negativity or negative comments, to learn how to manage that and not to give it a deep long-term place. Because when we're just out and about with people, you know, people are going to say things. It doesn't mean that I'm going to allow that to have a place and to give them a big part of my life and to give them a voice in my life. And so self-actualizing is kind of risky. And I'm reminded of the ups and downs, because there's going to be moments where I'm feeling really successful at it, and there's going to be moments where I'm not feeling so great and kind of feeling like a failure. And so reframing is really important, is what I'm experiencing right now, is to say, no, I'm curious, what were you doing, Alexia? And what do you need to do a little bit differently? And sometimes it's just move beyond it. There's nothing I can do, and don't give up. And so that's something that I encourage everyone to do, is follow your heart, go for it, and don't give up. And that's part of self-actualizing, is being the best that we can be. And we really don't know what that is until we really start pushing for it. And I think we need others to push us, to move us, to help us. And so I definitely have had coaching. I definitely have mentors that I look up to. And I rely heavily on a tribe around me. So what I've shared today, creating the margin, creating space, I've encapsulated the heart of what the resilient pathway to happy work and life looks like. Every episode, we're going to be hearing real life stories. We're going to be talking about one exercise for our mindset to practice on that day. It's going to be something simple and life-altering when we decide to make it a repetitive exercise, consistent every day. So I want you to stay tuned and keep up with this. And just think about, this is your daily mental exercise. We are in this together. I practice this daily as well. I will be sharing my stories of how I have overcome and still overcome a lot of anxiety and where that came from in my life. And so, you know, again, all of us are human. All of us go through struggles, and we're in this together. So tune in. I am so glad you are going along this journey with me. Please like, subscribe, and share.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country, with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play. VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you. I'll see you next time, Alexia. This is Alexia Georgiou. You find me at theresilientpathway.com. Email me, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.